Okay, so it's 5:25 PM and this is the Community Relations and Blight Committee of the Board of Aldermen. So whoever's gonna call it to order, you go right ahead.
Yeah, I'll call the meeting to order, the Community Relations, and we'll stand for the pledge.
Gino, don't stand.
Don't stand, Gino. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic.
For which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Hey, Mark, can we have a roll call?
Sure. Mr. Capolo?
Present.
Mr. DiGiovanni?
Here.
Mr. Sill?
Here.
Okay, you have a quorum present.
Okay, we'll move on to the public portion. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Mr. Walsh, go ahead.
Actually, I was getting online for the next meeting, but since I'm here, I'll take advantage of it.
That's fine.
Just two things, because I don't know where this would go. I think some of you have seen that about a month and a half ago, I started thinking about downtown redevelopment, what's happening and the good things, but also the past. And I'm a firm believer. You have to remember your past and the great history that we have here in the city. And I think with what's going on, there's a tremendous opportunity to remember the past and benefit the future at the same time. Some of you may have seen that Google map that I put together, listing some of the places, people, and events that were part of the history of downtown Derby. And I would think it would be a great idea, particularly as we're 3 years away from Derby's 350th anniversary, to start taking steps to commemorate that history. For example, you know, one of the downtown developments is called Trolley Point. How many people even know what trolley history is for Derby? Right. Wouldn't it be nice if the developer, as a sign of their joining our city, would put up a plaque commemorating that history? And if you look at the Google map, I think I've got 25 or 30. It's certainly not definitive, and I don't claim ownership or anything else, but I think the city should encourage developers and even private property owners to include the history on their buildings or on their property. As I said, I believe you've already started to set money aside and start planning for the 350th. So I don't know what committee it should go to. I've written to Ted Estuan for planning and zoning, because they handle a lot of that. But, I would urge the city to very, very strongly consider incorporating history into all the new work going on in downtown and some of the other spots as well. And then a second thing, again, I had written to Anita Degato. There's a piece of history missing from Derby that the Board of Aldermen are responsible for. Several years ago, I think maybe back in 2007, 2008, the Board of Aldermen voted to name a bridge over the canal on Roosevelt Drive for Brian Dennehy. Okay, it's in the minutes. You know, we're a dozen years past that. And if you take a look at that bridge, there is no signage, there's nothing there. So it's kind of unfinished business for the Board of Aldermen to go back, I think, and complete what they said they were trying to do. Brian Dennehy is a member of the Derby Hall of Fame, and he does have a brick at the Hall of Fame. But, you took action on his name much earlier, but there's never been any follow through. And I understand that part of the reason is Derby may not have owned and still probably doesn't own the bridge.
That's great stuff, Jack. Yeah, I was on that committee for that bridge back then. Ricky Dunn, I think, was heading it up at the time. And as far as the trolley point, of course, that was a trolley barn, right, where they're putting the trolley point, right?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, we'll figure it out where it's going to go to, but definitely move on that stuff. Definitely the sign. That's a great thing to not forget.
Yeah, I would urge you to take a look at all of them. But again, I would think some of the private property owners might want to put something, As I got doing it, I've already purchased something to put on the front of my house commemorating my grandfather coming from Ireland and building it. But I think you would want uniformity and some say in what goes on. So, you know, as people come into town, they understand it's all the fiber of Derby history.
Right, great. Can't forget our history. It's a big thing.
Mr. Walsh, it's Gino DiGiovanni. Where is the bridge that you're talking about? What bridge is it?
Canal.
As you across from Powell's Pizza and Bad Sons Beer Brewery, there's
a bridge. Yep.
Okay. And the only thing on the bridge is the date of the bridge.
I don't think
it's ever been clarified who owns that bridge, but it was voted to name it for Brian Dennehy.
Right. Yeah. We did some repairs back then to that bridge too. Yeah. We had some bond money or whatever it was. And I remember that committee. So it must be probably city property.
Yeah.
As we got
if you could work on it, I guess it would be.
Yeah, we had a grant and we got money for it and we repaired the bridge. So we'll take care of that. Maybe Ricky Dunn or something can get us a plaque. You know, I'll work with him first because I know he'll remember heading that committee. Thank you. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, is there anyone else? Wall. Appreciate it.
Anyone else from the public who wishes to speak?
Ron?
Yes, Carm.
Okay. I don't know if you want me to address this here or after the public portion, but I have a few ideas for the Blight Committee to present to either the full board or to your subcommittee next month on the process of which we handle our blight. Right now, I think our blight is 3 months too long and we don't have any bite in it. I'm working on something that I'm gonna propose to you guys, a two-week letter rather than, right now we do five letters.
Great, Farm. Let's bring that up under number 7.
Okay, all right.
All right, we'll bring that up under number 7 because we're still in the public. Is there anyone else in the public who wishes to speak? Anyone else from the public? Is there anyone else in the public? Hearing none, the public portion is closed. We'll move on to number 5, elect chair of the committee for the 2021-2022 term. I would like to nominate Mr. Gino DiGiovanni. Is there a second?
I second that, Brian Coppola.
Seconded by Brian Coppola. Is there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, the committee has elected Mr. DiGiovanni as its chair. Congratulations, and it's all yours.
Thank you, and I accept.
You have the agenda.
I can't get to it while I'm on my phone. What's number 6, Ron? I know number six is
adopt 2022 regular meeting schedule, which is going to be the fourth Thursday, but we could set a time.
Yep. We're going to do the fourth Thursday. And do we have any suggestions for time between us? Brian, how's your schedule look?
Well, I work the 24th, so I'll make it work.
Okay. I think the previous committee set theirs for 5, did they, Mark?
Yeah.
So we could set ours for like 5:45 or immediately following their meeting. Okay. Sometimes they'll be done in a half hour. Sometimes it may take a little longer. You know? But if we want to set a time, we could say 5:45 or 6, whatever's easier for you guys.
All right. So officially, I think we'll do 6 o'clock, but then we'll do immediately following the previous.
Sounds good with me. So,
that's fine. I'll make that in the form of a motion.
So I have a go ahead, Ron. You got the motion?
Yeah. Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second that, Brian Ball. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's passed.
All right. And number 7, Gino, is future agenda items. And I know Carm wanted to talk now. So.
Yeah. Go ahead, Carm.
Thank you. Yes. So what I was saying is the process that we use right now, we send out 5 different letters to the person who we consider is in blight. And that process takes like 3 months to bring them into the penalty phase. So I've sat with Jim Watson, who is also in the blight office with me, and Walt Mayu, and we're talking about bringing this down into reality here, down to 2 weeks. And we're going to send out a letter to the people, give them 2 weeks to respond. If they do not respond or remediate, then we want them to go, be able to go right into the penalty phase. And as far as the blight designation goes, you know, we've been doing this long enough to we know what blight is. To skip the part of going to the board of your subcommittee and going to the full board to get approval for the blight. That's already a month. So I think we're wasting a lot of time, and especially during the spring and summer months when the grass is grown, the weeds are grown, and nobody's taking care of their property. And we're getting complaints. We're getting people on the Derby Forum, you know, who, you know, we don't do anything about blight, and, but yet we are. But the process takes way too long. So I will bring to you guys next month the process, or I'll bring it to the full board next in our next meeting. The process of which I think will be much better for the city.
So would we get a report on that, though, what you're doing anyway? So we know.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. That's okay. Yep. Absolutely.
I don't want to hold you up. That's good. Great.
Go ahead.
Sorry, so, Carl, that's okay. So when somebody makes a complaint of blight, or our blight officer goes out and locates blight, it takes 5 weeks to 5 weeks is the minimum. Is that correct? Is what you're saying? By the time you write a letter and it would.
No, it's 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
You give them a free 30 days notification for 30 days. Then after the 30 days, if they don't do any remediation, we send out another 30-day letter telling them they have 30 days to remediate or they're going to be fined. So that's 60 days. Then we bring it to the Board of Aldermen for approval. That's another couple of weeks. And then finally, we go out with the penalty later, which is 3 months later. The process is just too long.
Wow.
It's hurting the city.
I agree.
Thank you, Carmen. Brian Pull here. Just a quick question for you. What do the other cities do? Other local municipalities?
A lot of them have 30 days.
Okay. Okay.
Before person becomes penalized.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'm just suggesting 2 weeks. They get their letter. It's a 2-week letter. And in the letter, it will tell them to contact the blight office. As long as they contact us and tell us what they're going to do and how they're going to remediate it and when, you know, we're not going to penalize them. But if they just ignore the letter, which a lot of people do, then we're going to put a lien on their property.
All right. Thank you, Carmen. Appreciate it.
Anything else?
And Carm, you'll go give them a timetable. You won't wait for them forever to do it. You give them so much time to start the project.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Very good.
So, Carmen, you're going to bring us something for next month, or are you just going to bring it to?
Well, I'll bring it to the full board.
Full board in a couple weeks.
And then if they say to go to the subcommittee, then we'll just bring it down to your committee 2 weeks after.
Okay. Got it.
You might want to have Corporation Council
take a look at the process.
The blight stuff is governed by the statute. So
right. There
might be things that are required by the statute.
Yep.
They've been consulting with us.
Very good. I don't know if the committee has anything else. You know,
just a quick thing in there, Ronnie. I just want to make sure that all that information is brought to us as a subcommittee to make sure that it's up, and we do our due diligence to make sure that that's up to state statute. So,
absolutely, Brian.
Okay.
Okay, Gino, number 8, adjournment. I'll make a motion to adjourn if nobody has anything else at 5:39.
Well, Brian, you're good. You got anything else to bring up here?
No, Gino, thank you. I'm all set. Appreciate it.
Okay. We'll second the motion to adjourn, 5:39.
Okay, take care, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.